Eggsback Advice is just self-improvement in disguise by Max Jenker. One of the biggest realizations I had this year is that Eggsback Advice really is just self-improvement in disguise. Let me be a bit more specific. What I realized is that becoming more attractive and maximizing your chances of getting back with your ex largely boils down to an internal process, a shift in priorities and self-perception. So rather than focusing on changing one's outer behavior, i.e. what you say, how you present yourself, how you move, and so on, it's better to focus on mindset, emotional health, and beliefs. Once you improve those aspects, attractive behavior ensues without the need to think about it, and your chances of reconciliation rise. Think I'm full of shit? Well, here is some food for thought. Keep getting friend-zoned or rejected. Stop submitting yourself to a position where you can be friend-zoned or rejected. To do this, stop reaching out to your ex, manage the needy tendencies propelling you to run after them, and expand your self-awareness to where you can notice how you come across mid-interaction, needy, non-needy, or something in between. Your ex keeps disrespecting you, stringing you along, or using you. Stop being a spineless idiot and assert some personal boundaries. Stand up for yourself and how you believe you should be treated. And move the fuck on if your ex cannot treat you how you want. Constantly feeling overwhelmed, panicky, emotional, and cannot stop obsessing over your ex? Find something more important than getting them back. This can be anything. A cause or movement you believe in. Another relationship. Excelling in your career or following a life purpose. Put differently, don't make your ex the center of your universe, the sole source of your happiness. Care more about yourself and your life than them. Absorb happiness and meaning from numerous sources, not only one. Believe your ex is your soulmate, that you can't live without them and that you'll never find a better match. Realize that you're bullshitting yourself, that those beliefs are baseless, unjustifiable, and harmful. Then work on dislodging them and acquiring new, more empowering ones. A good place to start is by simply asking yourself, what if I'm wrong? Can't stop seeking your ex's validation and approval, and are always trying to impress them? Spawn some self-respect. Don't think about how to wow your ex next, inspire them to return, or get them to throw you a compliment or two. Think about what your ex is doing for you. Do they reciprocate your advances? Can you see they're interested in you sexually? Are they trying to help you mend your relationship? Once you begin thinking with a bit more self-respect, act accordingly, meaning that if your ex cannot give you what you want, you move on to someone who can. Have difficulty gauging your ex's level of interest or opening them up emotionally? Start hanging out with more people and dating around. As you do this, put an emphasis on developing your connecting and social skills like storytelling, relating, flirting, vulnerability, humor, and so forth. Then take what you learned and apply it in the context of reattraction, and you will surely get better results. Need I go on? Maybe this self-improvement stuff doesn't sound too sexy, but get yourself in order and reattraction will likely sort itself out. That, or you'll realize your ex was actually a pretty unsuitable partner and that you should find someone who's a better fit. Nothing wrong with either conclusion.